Welcome to Pahrump Today, where Terry and Doug will put together a concise report on things to do in Pahrump. Maybe an interview, and of course, interesting news as well. Get ready for fun and informative time on Pahrump Today. Good morning, everybody. Welcome, or good afternoon, depending on when you're listening to this podcast. You know, it's a podcast is a great thing to turn on and listen to as you head from Pahrump over to Las Vegas. So tell your friends about it, okay? It's available on all the podcast providers. Just look for Pahrump Today, that big old moon, or that big old sunshine and mountains. Just download it and listen to it. Hey, you know, why do we say wisdom teeth? Now, mine are coming in sideways. I think you've had some taken out, right, Terry?
Yeah.
Okay, so why do we say wisdom teeth? Well, after the break, coming up in just a few minutes, I will tell you where wisdom teeth, the phrase wisdom teeth, came from. But right now, we want to talk about events that are coming up from now through the beginning of next week. So, you know, that begins March 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, maybe. So just keep in mind that we'll tell you, and we try each week to tell you about all the events that are coming to Pahrump to entertain you, your young child, or maybe a disabled person. So we have all that coming up in the events. Right now, I'd like to tell you that there's an enchanted forest coming to town. You know, there's a lot of kids that are homeschooled. So if you have a homeschool student, then they have a chance to go to a prom. It's presented by the Pahrump's Moose Lodge. March 9th, it's going to be Saturday from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Tickets after March 1st, of course, that's where we are, turn into 35 individual and 75 for family. It's an enchanted forest, a homeschool student prom presented by Pahrump Moose Lodge. If you'd like more information on this, give them a call at 775-727-6571. You can join us for a magical evening. Now, this enchanted event is exclusively for homeschooled students, offering a unique prom experience filled with wonder and excitement. You can step into a world of fantasy as you enter the enchanted forest where dreams do come to life. Dress to impress in your favorite attire, whether it be dazzling gown or dapper suit or maybe a fantasy character. Dance the night away to a mix of popular tunes with timeless classics carefully selected to keep the atmosphere vibrant and energetic. Her talented DJ will ensure that the dance floor remains alive with the enchantment through the evening. Once again, that's an enchanted forest, a homeschool student prom presented by the Pahrump Moose Lodge.
Then you can go to the Vendor Craft Show Friday the 8th and Saturday the 9th from 10 to 4. And you get free pictures with the Easter Bunny. I mean, that's pretty cool. 11 to 2 Saturday.
I want one of those.
We have a bunny in the backyard.
We have a little bunny in the backyard.
I don't think he'd stand still for pictures, though.
No, he wouldn't.
And this is at Nevada Treasures RV Resort in their convention center at 301 West Leslie. I want a picture with a bunny, too. No, Elliot. Elliot with a bunny.
Elliot with a bunny. Okay.
That would be cute.
How about a night for the stars? Special needs spring formals coming up for special needs individuals 14 years old and older. Now, it's organized by the Pahrump Disability Outreach Program. That's PDOP. You can join us for a prom-like event that you will never forget. You walk the red carpet, enjoy the royal treatment, and dance the night away. Now, you got to register to attend. It's sponsored by Lerner and Rowe. DJ Sounds is going to provide the music. It comes up March 8th, which is Friday, from 5 to 8 p.m. You can register at www.pdop.info. If you have any questions, call 702-516-0847. It's going to happen at 921 East Wilson, corner of Wilson and West Street. That is the LDS Church.
And this one, the doors open at noon. It's the third annual country cookout, March 9th.
Yeehaw!
It's a Saturday, and they start serving food from 1 to 4. It's at Shenanigans Pub at 1330 East Calvada Boulevard. And DJ Sounds will also be there with his music.
My, oh my, DJ Sounds is everywhere.
He's busy.
Man. Hey, you know, we went over to this the last time they had it. It's a fundraiser yard sale for New Beginnings Pasofino Horse Rescue. And they have some Pasofinos over there. We stopped. We looked at the horses. You bought a whole bunch of books.
I did.
At the sale. And, I mean, they had boxes and boxes and boxes of books.
I'm currently reading them.
Yeah. And they're good, too.
They are.
Well, they have a lot of things. And it comes up on Friday, March 8th, and Saturday, March 9th, from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. And it's at 1880 East Kellogg Road. And that's corner of Kellogg and Elizabeth. That's on the south end of town. And we invite you to go by and check it out, because Jen LaManna takes care of business and has some great stuff for you. So
she had some, her horses were in such good condition considering they're all rescues.
Right.
They looked great.
Yeah. And I think she had some horse stuff too, didn't she?
She did.
Tack and things?
She did.
Okay. So lots of great things. So go check that out. It's a sale for a 501c3. It's a nonprofit, New Beginnings Pasofino Horse Rescue. And it's always great when we see people that rescue horses.
Oh, absolutely. So there's a developmental clinics and practices start baseball and wiffle ball March 11th. So they have basketball too. Basketball, wow. Wiffle ball. Oh, kickball. They have kickball.
They got everything.
Yeah. Registration opens now, and you can contact them at www.pvrl.org. And every Friday night, I guess they have kickball, and everyone's welcome.
Sweet.
Have fun.
Let's go kick a ball.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, if you like circuses, well, Jordan's World came here last year, and Jordan's World is coming back. It's Jordan's World Circus, and it's coming to Pahrump at the McCulloch Rodeo Arena, and that's coming up March 12th at 6:30 p.m. Free child pass, Jordan's World, for children 12 and under with a paid adult. But heck, take the whole family. I know it's going to be great, and it's going to be a lot of fun, and we'd like to invite you to McCulloch Rodeo Arena. That's coming up that March 12th, and that would be Tuesday, 6:30 p.m. If you'd like more info, you can call them at 941-870-7444. Coming up in just a second, I'll tell you why we say wisdom teeth. You're listening to Pahrump Today, a weekly rundown on things to do and happening stories in our community. Once again, here's Terry and Doug. Why the heck do we say wisdom teeth? You know, you have some. Mine are coming in sideways. But here's why we say wisdom teeth. It's the why and what we say, and we do it every week. Wisdom teeth. Well, they used to say it because people were once supposed to have reached the age of wisdom. Now, that's in quotes, when they cut these teeth. But certain persons never have any. So does that mean they never had any wisdom?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, but that's why the phrase wisdom teeth came about, because when people became of a certain age and their wisdom teeth came in, or those teeth came in, they called them, they were the age of wisdom. So at that point, they had wisdom. Huh. Hey, I will have a famous quote coming up at the end, but right now we're going to tell you about our Wayne Newton experiences. Now, I used to run a radio station in Las Vegas for 30 years, and of course, met a lot of stars. We were a rock station for a while. We changed to country. Wayne Newton was trying to come out with a country album, so I was helping him pick some songs and do some things, do some research with the album. So we became kind of close with Wayne. First experience we had with him was he invited us over for Christmas.
Was that the first expense? Or was it the...
No, that was the first experience. He invited us over for Christmas. Later on, the Oak Ridge Boys got a hold of us and wanted to do a photo shoot, and that was later that year.
Oh, okay.
Okay, because it was warmer.
It was so much long. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago, but he had called, and he said, hey, Doug, would you like to go? You and Terry come over for Christmas, Christmas Day, Christmas dinner, and Mass. And the reason he said Mass is because over at Shenandoah, which is right next to Sunset Park, his house looked like the White House. He built it on the same concept as the White House. But when he had it built, he had the ground consecrated by a father from the Catholic Church.
Because his daughter was Catholic.
And he wanted to be able to do church services at his house, so he didn't have to go to a church. So he had a father come over, and we were all gathered in the living room, which was interesting because the living room had levels. You know, you walk in the front door, and it was one level, and you walk down a little bit, and that was the lower level. And they had set up this big altar down on the lower level, which was the backdrop of the altar was the big two-story windows that he had in the room. So I'm trying to set the stage for you. And the father started doing his Christmas Mass at Wayne Newton's house on Shenandoah. And by golly, about halfway through the Mass, what happened?
It snowed.
It did.
But I thought it was fake.
You did.
I go, look, they're pouring snow over the windows.
Yeah, you thought he had imported some snow.
No, I just thought it was fake snow.
Or fake snow. And he had guys on the roof, and they were throwing this stuff over the roof so it looked like snow.
Right.
So here we are at Wayne Newton's at Shenandoah doing a Catholic Christmas Mass. And these two-story windows, there's four or six of them, and it's snowing. And it was crazy.
So when I walked over to the, after the Mass was over, and I walked to the window.
Yeah.
And I look out the window.
Right.
What's out there?
Snow.
No, penguins.
Oh, penguins. That's
the,
right.
The penguin pond thing was right on the other side of the wall. You know, it was pretty big.
Yeah, so he had penguins there.
And I'm not positive about this because it was so long ago, but I think they were the penguins that like heat.
Yeah.
And they had heat lamps.
Oh, okay.
Because it was in the winter and it was chilly.
They were on the other side. He had a black lagoon pool yeah. right outside the windows, and on the other side were the penguin pen.
Yeah, and they had black swans.
Right.
That were really pretty.
That was a fun day. He took us on a tour. He took me down to the garage. Got to see his multi-car garage with all the cars in it. And he did not have the jet airplane there on the ranch at that time. That was later. And then, of course, you're interested in horses, and he had the horses. Some of them were out in the pastures and things like that.
Oh, yeah. He offered me a breeding, I think, to Tanzir.
Uh-huh.
But we had just started doing the national show horse thing.
Right. Now, that's a breed between?
Arabs and saddlebreds.
There you go. And we'd brought the first saddlebred to the state of Nevada.
Right.
And started a club and the whole thing.
Yeah.
Or you did, actually.
I did, yeah. You did. And he took you in his trophy room.
Right. He took me into what he called his red room, green room, whatever. It was off the side of his living room. And that's where he had all the trophies, and I don't mean trophies, I mean things that he had collected through the years from his relationship with other artists and stars and whatever he's done through the years.
Kind of looks like our walls of shame in our office.
Yeah.
My God.
We got pictures on a wall that shows a lot of these stars that we've taken pictures
with.
Walls.
Floor to ceiling.
Walls that we've taken pictures with a lot of the stars. And again, this was many moons ago when we were running the number one radio station in Las Vegas.
And pictures of horses.
And yes. A lot of people, a lot of stars stopped by. Arnold Schwarzenegger stopped by one day. Buck Owens stopped by one day. Barbara Mandrell used to call me, and we'd talk for an hour when she was building her new house in Nashville. But back to Wayne Newton. He showed me that room with all his memorabilia in it. And then we sat down for Christmas dinner. And of course, his staff set up our Christmas dinner in the around the living room. And he had all the kids like in the kitchen, which is off to the left of the living room. And they were at other, that was the kids' tables. So that was a crazy time.
It was fun.
That was Christmas. And that's when we got to know Wayne Newton. We did a lot of things with him.
We went out to the barns.
Yep. Went out to the barns to you check the horses. Later on that year, I got a call from the Oak Ridge Boys. And Dwayne Allen, who basically started the Oak Ridge Boys and owns them, when they used to play in town a lot, every time he'd come to town, he'd call me because we had a ranch out on the north end of town called Windrock Farms. That's still out there.
Not
ours now. But he used to call me, and we had a horse out there, the saddlebred that we were talking about. And he wanted to come. He always had this spiritual tie to Dan, Creation's yeah. Fancy Dan. He was a spotted saddlebred. And so he'd come out to the ranch and hang out with the horses for a while, and then I'd take him back, and they were playing the MGM. But they wanted to do a photo shoot at Wayne Newton's place in Shenandoah for a tour book that they were coming out with. So he called me. And so I called over and got a hold of Wayne and got approval so they could come in and do a photo shoot at the ranch. And so we did a big photo shoot there. And you brought over...
Dan, a saddlebred.
Our saddlebred.
So I need to back this up a second.
Okay.
When he offered me a breeding to Tanzir, I offered him a breeding to our saddlebred.
Right.
I don't know if we had one or two by then.
Yeah.
Stallions. We had right. other saddlebreds.
Right.
And he said that he'd have to be struck by lightning before a saddlebred entered his property.
Right.
Now you can go on.
And what happened? We brought
Dan, who is a saddlebred.
Over to the ranch.
Yeah, but he wasn't home.
No. He was on tour doing something. Yeah. So we brought the saddlebred over, and you put him in the barn. And we got a picture of you riding down the lane there in front of the barn with all the trees over and stuff.
And his big Rottweiler's right next to me, I think.
Yeah.
In the picture. It's a great picture.
Great picture. And, of course they did a picture there. Dwayne Allen did a picture there with him. And Richard Sturban, the bass guy with the Oak Ridge Boys, we wanted them all to kind of get a picture with the horse. And boy, he didn't want to. He was scared of horses. So he didn't get in the picture. Dwayne just took the picture.
Right.
So we have a picture in the tour book of our saddlebred with Dwayne Allen in the Oak Ridge Boys tour book from way back.
Yeah.
You know, you can research it out, but it was a fun time, and that was our experience with Wayne Newton.
Yeah, and then we got invited again for the next year for Christmas.
Yeah.
And Bear, his bodyguard,
right,
had called, and we had something else we had to do. I don't know what it was. It was too long ago. So Wayne sent Bear over to our house because we couldn't make Christmas.
And then Bear's his bodyguard.
Yes, Bear's his bodyguard. And handed us a bottle of old cognac.
Hennessy cognac, La Paradis cognac.
Yes.
And it's in a presentation box lined with silk, and a little note said to Doug and Terry from Wayne Newton.
Right.
It's very nice.
Yes. So since we didn't go, I can't even remember what we were doing that we wouldn't go.
Who knows? I mean, that was years ago.
I know.
But Wayne and I crossed paths one more time. Well, we crossed paths several times, but the last time we crossed paths was at the South Point. I was doing a horse show at South Point with William Shatner's wife, Elizabeth Shatner, and she was the judge. And she also had this nonprofit that she still has to raise money for veterans. And we were going to do get everybody in the arena and stand to make a horse head in the arena. And
the war horse, right?
The war horse. And get an air shot with a drone. Or actually, at that time, the drones weren't really popular, so they had it on a ladder. The photographer got on the ladder, and we did the horse. And Wayne come walking into the arena, and he come walking across the arena, and I go, "Wayne!" And he goes, "Doug, you put on weight." And I go, "Wayne, you have too." And we gave a big hug and went on about our business doing what we needed to do. So that was the last time I saw Wayne.
I actually saw him before that.
Yeah?
At his ranch.
Right.
Because our trainer, I'm not going to say any names.
Okay.
Had ostriches.
Oh, yeah.
In partnership with her doctor, who was also our doctor.
Right.
They were at some friend of hers ranch, and I think either she was selling it or they were being a pain in the butt. I'm not sure.
Okay.
So her doctor said that maybe Wayne Newton could take them.
Right.
And just house them there, you know, for a while.
Now the ranch, is that Shenandoah or the one in Logandale?
You know, I don't really remember.
Okay.
I just remember going over there to talk to him about these ostriches.
Okay.
So she's like, "Oh yeah, I know him. And I'm like, "Okay, well, here we go." So we go to Shenandoah.
Right.
And he comes walking out, and he walks up to me and hugs me and goes, "Terry, how are you? And how's Doug?" I go, "Great, everything's great."
Wayne was great with names. He remembered. Yeah. He remembered us like crazy.
Yeah.
I forgot to put in the fact that Wayne called me one day and you were showing in Scottsdale. And I forgot this story. You were showing in Scottsdale with one of our horses, and Wayne called me on a Sunday morning early And Doug, you want to go to Scottsdale? And I go, yeah, sure. And he goes, well, meet me at the executive airport, the executive terminal, and we'll take our jet down, and we'll go down to Scottsdale. So I went to the executive terminal. We went back in the back. And he had just bought Howard Hughes' jet and got it out of mothballs. And, of course, he had another jet, too. So all of us piled on the jet. He wanted me to get on the jet with him and his dad. And that was the Howard Hughes jet. So I got on the jet with him and his dad. And I was sitting across from his dad. And as we took out of town, we flew over the Tropicana Hotel. And as we flew over the Tropicana, it was really interesting because his dad leaned over to me and he goes, Doug, he goes, you know, when we first came to town, because they moved to town because of Wayne's asthma. And when we first came to town, we bought a piece of land right there where the Tropicana is. But we had to lose it because I couldn't afford the taxes. So I thought that was kind of sad. But that was another experience we had. We had a lot of experiences with Wayne.
And that's just a normal, you know, citizen thing that happens to people all the time.
Yeah, I mean,
they can't afford the taxes that time.
You know, all stars, and we've met a lot of them, all stars are just people.
Yeah.
And we found that out throughout the years. I remember that one time Barbara Mandrell called me, and she was building her log house in Nashville, and she was telling me all about her gun range that she had in there and everything else. And an hour later, I finally said, Barbara, I got to go to work. I got to do some things. So, but that was just stuff.
What about when Kenny Rogers' wife, that they were going to look at our ranch to buy?
Kenny was going to buy the ranch for his wife.
Because she shopped too much and she needed to know how to run something or
not. Kenny wanted to buy the ranch, Windrock Farms, from us when we were selling it, because Kenny wanted to teach her the value of a dollar.
Yeah.
Because she shopped so much.
Shopped too much. She needed to work or whatever. Yeah.
So we could go on and on with this, yeah. but we don't want to bore you too much. Right now, I got to close the show out and give you a famous quote. How's this? Okay. Many of life's failures are people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up. Who do you think said that? I'll read it one more time for you. Many of life's failures are people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up. The person who said that was Thomas Edison. That's been Just Plain Chatter. We hope you had a great time.
You've been listening to Pahrump Today. Please be sure to subscribe to our podcast feed. Send us your comments at pahrumptoday@gmail.com. And tell your friends to join us next Friday for a new Pahrump Today on your favorite podcast platform. Thanks again for listening to Pahrump Today.